Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 439 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our Easter weekends. We're going to talk about college baseball. We're going to talk about what I have been reading incessantly for the last few days. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have an episode that's coming out this week with our friend Andy B. Jones, all about her beautiful new book called Ordinary Time. We also did an episode this month that was our Spring Fling episode about some things that we're really looking forward to, whether it's things we want to do or things that we want to buy or things that we're hoping to try during the spring season. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, we have rescheduled our San Antonio live show that was originally going to be back in the winter. It's going to be this fall, and so you want to make sure you stay tuned until the end of this episode to find out when tickets are going on sale. We're so excited. So stay tuned for that info. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 439. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
What's going on this post-Easter Monday?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, the weather here is beautiful. I'll tell you that.
That's delightful.
I know. So we had thunderstorms that came through. So Easter Sunday morning, I woke up to about 6 a.m. to like really loud thunder and lightning. And I thought, well, this is really going to be a disaster, because the thing is, where our church is, like, you have to walk. There's quite a walk that's not covered from the parking lot to the sanctuary. But it cleared up in time for church. And
I'm so glad.
Well, listen, it all worked out. And now it's ushered in. I guess it was some sort of front coming in, because the weather here is beautiful.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there's somebody. Yeah, listen, somebody just, he just ran that stop sign too.
Golly.
I know. Listen, every time.
Mercy me.
I know. So how was y'all's Easter?
Oh, Easter was fine. Mm-hmm. Easter was fast. And the weekend on the whole was a big thumbs up for me. It was just, you know, kind of easy, and got to see some people that I don't get to see very often and catch up with them and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, it was really, here's how my Easter was, Melanie.
Yeah, tell me.
As you know, I have committed to reading the Hunger Games trilogy.
Yes, you have.
Because I want to read the new one, because that's what we're doing for book club in May. And so mm-hmm. I have spent a lot of this past Easter weekend really immersing myself in the adventures of Katniss Everdeen. So that's sort of how I'll remember my Easter weekend.
Yes.
Is that it was when I really sort of blazed through the Hunger Games and mm-hmm. then Catching Fire. And now I'm about halfway through Mockingjay.
Okay.
And I'm trying to tee myself up to read Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yeah.
Because I hear it's fantastic, but I just felt like I needed the background. So,
yeah. No, I think that was really good. And I think nothing really says like our Lord is risen, like immersing yourself in some dystopian literature.
I know. Well, and we went to church yesterday morning at 7:30. That was the first service. And, you know, we usually go at 7:45, but 7:30 was the Easter service. And on the way, David said, hey, how many people do you think will be here? Because mm-hmm. usually, honestly, at our 7:45 service, like I would say a big crowd is there 40 of us, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because other people have the good sense to wait until later to go to mm-hmm. church. But there are three services on Sunday morning. So yesterday we went to that first one and I said, I bet there'll be 100 people there.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you it was more than 100.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was, and I think it was probably a lot of people who were like, you know what? We know how crowded it's going to be in the other two services. Let's go ahead and go early. And so, so we had a full house at 7:30, which was kind of a delightful surprise.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love on Easter Sunday, I love to see what we got going on with the dress situation, with the children's clothes situation, or the pantsuit situation, as it may be.
Yeah.
So, it was fun to see that, but we were back home by 9.
Wow. Wow, that's impressive. I know we went to the 9:30 service and then we had Mimi and Bops came over for brunch after. And then pretty much Caroline had to get on the road, but we had a great weekend. I mean, it was just a kind of low key. We didn't really do much in the whole scheme of things, but just kind of relaxed and I don't know, just ran around and went to dinner and that was kind of it, but it was good.
On Saturday night, I helped give a shower, I don't know what you call it, for my friend Heather's son and his bride-to-be, which turned out it was for me to not have been at school in several years. And Reed and his friends graduated in 2019.
Okay.
From high school. Or were they? Yeah, they were 2019. And so some of those guys I haven't seen much at all since they graduated from high school. And so now they've finished college. They have jobs, Melanie.
Yeah. Listen, they're adults.
They're married. A few of them have children.
Wow.
And so that was such a blast to get to see them sort of as grown people. That's always one of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah.
And to get to catch up with people that I don't get to see a whole lot. So it was a full weekend, and then to try to you know, familiarize myself with Katniss and her particular set of challenges in the margins of the weekend. But now Alex is still not back at school because they have today off. Okay. So I think we may try to go to a movie this afternoon, and then I'll have Pilates tonight. But just trying to kind of soak up here the last of his Easter break.
Yes, I know. Well, they did not have Monday off at A&M. And also today is Aggie Muster as we're recording this, which is a big deal. So it's always April 21st. And so Caroline had to get back for Muster too. So now I'm going to tell you a couple of things that have happened here. Number one is that I got a message Thursday night. Yeah, it was Thursday night. I got an Instagram message from a woman who is a podcast listener, and her husband is the chief of police in Fayetteville, and they found my wallet.
It's unbelievable to me. It is unbelievable to me.
I mean, what was lost has now been found.
That's
I couldn't
it.
Believe it. I'm like, where did it come from? And at this point, listen, I've canceled everything, so it doesn't really matter. Now, we do know that my key card is in there, so Perry was like, hey, you got to get it back because you need that key card.
That's right.
And I was like, yeah, that's true. But like the fact that it was found and like, where was it? What kind of journey has it been on for the last
Seriously,
couple of
how
weeks?
Did it make its way to the Fayetteville chief of police?
That's it. Because I think she said that like he's friends with like the chief of security at the airport. So somewhere it was found, but nobody from the airport ever called me. And really at this point, nobody official has called to let me know it was found, but she sent me a picture of it. Like it, there it is. It's my wallet.
Listen.
This
is so inappropriate, but I just keep thinking about the stone being rolled away and it's the wallet in front of Mary Magdalene. You know?
Yeah.
Man, she thought it was lost, but actually it is found.
Yeah,
and listen, that Able wallet, Melanie, will go on to have adventures, encounter people, to affect change for the good through the contents of what's inside that wallet. I'm really delighted with what the Lord has done there. I can't say enough about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing, there's a Sephora gift card in there, and I hope it's still in there. But that was, you know, I was like, you can't get that back. I didn't have any cash because I never carry any cash. But I have really missed that Able wallet because the amount of times that I just pull that out and carry it, and I don't have an equivalent because I'm not like you. I'm not a collector of bags.
Okay. I'm gonna own it because I listen, Melanie. I like a pouch. Mm-hmm. I like a pocket.
I know you do.
I like a place where I can put things within the thing, and mm-hmm. I know that this thing contains all these other things that might also have things within them. I'm like a nesting doll collector.
Yes.
But with luggage and handbags.
But with bags. Mm-hmm. A bag inside of a bag inside of a bag.
Oh,
so anyway.
It's delightful. It kind of gives me chills.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm real excited about that. And plus, you know, just anytime something like that, I was like, I know I've canceled the cards, but just the thought of it being in some nefarious hands, you know
sure.
what I mean? I'm just glad to know that it's somewhere safe. And
just
so,
to know it wasn't taken, you know?
That's it. Yeah. Like, that's it. And that it's not going to be one of those where all of a sudden it's like your credit card has been used on the dark web, you know?
That's
like
it.
That was where I was, my mind had gone. So anyway, so that was exciting. Now Monday, let's go all the way back to last Monday. I had the best day. So my friend Leslie and I, Leslie's an incredible photographer. She does all of the Schenkel family photography, you know, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And we finally went to A&M and we did Caroline Senior Pictures.
I can't listen.
I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. it was the most fun day.
Yes. For you. I bet it was for you. No, 100%. One of the all-time great memories.
Listen.
I texted Caroline afterwards, though, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes. Listen. We had the best day. So Leslie and I drove up that morning to College Station, and then I was like, let's go. And this is where I love, because Leslie's as equally intense as I am about it. So she's mm-hmm. like, let's go. So we were like, before we go to Caroline's house, let's go scout out like the places. Let's go get our eyes on the places. Because what I'd heard was, now listen, you laugh, but we were prepared.
Right.
So, because she was like, we need to see where the sun is. We need to see like what the lighting is going to be. And then I had heard from my friend Jen, who had taken her son's senior pictures the week before. She was like, hey, that systems building, which is like the main building when you drive in the A&M campus, and that's where
yes.
everybody gets their pictures taken. She was like, hey, that line, it was like an hour and a half long. Just know. Mm-hmm. That had not occurred to me. I don't know why. If you've got 12,000 kids graduating, it would stand to reason that there's a lot of people that are waiting to get their picture taken there.
Yes.
But I was glad for that heads up. So we like kind of went to go scout that out. But we had the most fun day. Then we get to Caroline's place and she was like, and I was like, you know what? I think we need to go ahead and be in line at 3:00. I was like, I know the lighting's not going to be good yet. And I go, but I think
Melanie Schenkel, art director.
Uh-huh. Listen, I think we're going to be glad. And I'm going to tell you, that was a great decision
okay.
because we got there and the line was already about 6 deep when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
But Caroline, what you'll appreciate is she put on the white dress that we found for her pictures. I get her in the car. She's in the front seat. And she immediately picks up a chocolate protein shake that she had been drinking after her workout. And was like just drinking it through a straw. And you've never seen somebody like I was biting the inside of my lip because I was trying to be so breezy. And then she sets it down and then she looks and she goes, oh, look, I got something on the cuff of my whatever. And I was like, it's the protein shake. You got the protein shake.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't think that's it. And I'm like, really? You don't think that brown spot that's now on your sleeve that wasn't there a minute ago is not from the chocolate protein shake that you're sitting there so breezily drinking in this all mm-hmm. white dress? Like what? Mm-hmm. What else would it be? So anyway, I was like, we can Photoshop it out. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we went around, we took pictures there. We took pictures. A&M has this beautiful garden over in the, like by the AgriLife building on West Campus that I had never been to, but Caroline knew about it. And so we went over there and all kinds of like flowers and trees and different things. And then we were staying at Calvary Court. So we did some pictures there. And then we ended up in Aggie Park and it was just the most fun day. It was...
Listen, can I read my text from Caroline?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay, so I texted Caroline that morning that y'all were doing pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm thinking about you and your senior pictures today. May your hair be a crowning glory. Then I said, I wish I could be there to watch Melanie adjust all the individual pieces. Because I could picture you in my head going, wait, hold on. And like really going after, like, and moving one piece uh-huh. of hair to the other side, you know,
yes,
for whatever
yes.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she texts me back on Tuesday, as is our pattern, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The college kids, y'all, they need about 24 hours to
They
respond.
Did. They're very busy. Mm-hmm. They're very,
very
busy.
And she texts me back, oh my gosh, I wish someone was there to document that major production. And she said, I feel like I've just been through war. And then my favorite, which we've already talked about, she said, Melanie did chunk confetti right at my face that was already covered in champagne. So that was something.
I did. Listen, we laughed until we cried because that was the end of the day. And so we'd gone. So we waited till the end because so you go by the fountains and you shake a bottle of champagne. Of course, I had bought 3 bottles of champagne because just in case, what if you don't get it on the first take? And so I'm clanking my bottles of champagne. And here's the thing. Everybody's walking around with their bottles of champagne. And when we got to that fountain, which is by the foundation building, it smelled like a bar. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's sticky. Everybody's around there with their champagne. And so we shook that bottle of champagne. So then, of course, she's covered in champagne. You know, it's just everywhere. And we knew we were going to also save the confetti pictures for last. And so when we went to do those, like Leslie did, and listen, I'm going to say it turned out darling. It's her like blowing confetti and it's so cute. And then I was like, I wonder if the picture, would it look better if I threw the confetti and it like rained down on her, you know, like, would that be cute?
Well, and sure. So, and an art director, I mean, really your responsibility in that moment is to think through what would give you the optimal image, Melanie. You were taking your responsibilities very seriously.
That's right. Listen, and she's going to be glad to have these pictures. But anyway, so Leslie was like, okay, get ready. And so I threw this confetti, which I had bought on Amazon, and it, like the way the wind took it and it hit her right in her face.
That's it.
And her face and hair was already so sticky. And so after I did that, she just looked at me and she got that bottle of champagne and she just turned it up and started drinking it. She was like, what is wrong with you? But I'm going to say the pictures will be a treasure. Here's what I appreciate about Leslie. By the time it was over, well, we were on the way home, we were driving home and she's like, you can get my camera and start kind of scrolling through. She took over 1,800 pictures.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No. I mean, like it was a full day is what I'm going to say.
Will you get a print of all of them?
I will get all 1,800. I will get all 1,800. And
I mean, I felt my absence all last Monday just because I didn't need to be in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be approximately 10 yards away and just watch it unfold is really what I wanted to do. If I could have been anywhere in the world, that's where I would have been.
It was so fun. We really had the best day. It was just fun to get to be all over campus and it was just fun to see her. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and then it was funny because all day long it was like so good and it was so fun. And then Leslie, her daughter's at A&M. And so she was like, I think we're just going to go to dinner. And I was like, okay, Caroline and I'll just go to dinner. And so then it was just Caroline and I on the way to dinner. And I was like, you know, I was on our way and we were just talking. And I was like, I mean, I just can't believe like you're 2 weeks out. And I was like, and it's really, I mean, like, I'm so proud. And she goes, there, she goes, there it is. She goes, there it is. You held that in all day. She was like,
I was like, I know. Held it in all day. Well, and you were able to focus on something else, right? Because, I mean, you had to think about the way the confetti was going to fall picture. You could possibly think about your feelings.
Yeah, and how was her hair? And was it time for an outfit change? Did we need to touch up her lip gloss? Like the whole thing. So, anyway, it was a fun day. And then I got home from College Station. But I will say that night, Caroline and I went to go eat. We went to Primrose Wine Bar, which is a place we love to go. And I was sitting there and when we got to the house, she was like, I've got to shower. She was like, I've got to rinse off. And she's like, I'm not going to do my hair. I'm just going to rinse off because all this champagne. I was like, great. And so we're sitting and like every now and then I'd catch a glimmer of something and I'd be like, hold on, there's a little bit of confetti in your hair. She said, I feel like she had to do like a tour for some donors the next day. And she was like, I feel like they're going to be like, why does this girl smell like champagne? And why does she have confetti in her hair? And I was like, well, we give a new meaning to party pony. Party pony.
She holds multitudes.
So got home from doing that. Well, then I get home. I've had the most fun time. Leslie and I've had a great time together. It's been so great. Get home on Tuesday and I knew that we were having an AC repairman out because our air conditioning in the main part of the house had quit working. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, so this guy shows up, and what I'm going to say is this is a repairman we've had out before. And for whatever reason, our personalities just don't go together.
Right.
There's just there's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. And so he came out and he immediately told us, because we'd had a power outage on the block the week before. And he immediately said, well, first of all, I could hear him on the phone and he was having to call somebody to figure out what was going on, which mm-hmm. didn't inspire confidence in me personally that
That's
he was
fair.
Having to call somebody.
That's fair.
And then he came down and immediately told us that what our problem was is that we had fried the motherboard during the power outage. And by the way, none of that was going to be covered by our warranty. Mm. And because it was an act of God. And I'm like, it really wasn't an act of God because it wasn't the weather. It was an act of the city public service utility company is
right,
what it was.
Right.
So I was a little annoyed with that. But what annoyed me even more is he was just trying to upsell us on that then we needed to buy this power surge protector so that this wouldn't happen again. And the power surge protection was going to be like four times what the cost of the fix was. And so Perry was like, well, why would we buy that? We can just fix it four more times. And he couldn't, anyway, the whole thing mm-hmm. kind of drove me crazy. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have that part. He was going to come out again the next day with the next part. I, in the meantime, called the company and I said, hey, will y'all send us somebody else who was another guy that we've had out before who I know knows our unit. I was like, he just knows our unit. I'm going to tell you that he came out and he ran all the tests and it was not in fact the motherboard. And that was not the problem. And he was able to fix it for about a quarter of the price of what we had been quoted. So
my goodness, because I knew you were getting the other guy to come out, but I did not know what the end result of that was.
Yeah. So that was it. So he was like, no, that wasn't your problem. Here was your problem. But I just knew that he knows. I'm like, I trust him. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I was, listen, never hesitate to get a second opinion because
right.
it saved us a lot of money and that board wasn't going to make our problem work anyway. So
Wow. Anyway,
I know, but you know how you get home and you have to do like grown-up stuff and like Perry's truck has been in the shop and then my car had been in the shop. It just feels like there's a lot of, you know, it's Leslie and I were saying, it's like those things come in like threes where you're
they
like,
absolutely
you're just like
do. Yes.
Why don't we just set these dollars on fire?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, there are times where you just feel like that you're, what your assignment is on this earth is to somehow bleed money.
Yes.
And
yes.
Giddy up because it's going to keep coming. I don't yep. know why it works out like that, but it does.
It does. Well, and then I'm going to tell you that to add insult to injury, I went to get a manicure and pedicure for Easter. And you already know this, but I really regret the color that I got for my pedicure.
I'm so sorry. I've thought about it a million times, Melanie, over the course of the weekend as we have officially reintroduced the sandal to our wardrobes.
I know.
Not that we hadn't beforehand, but I thought yesterday morning when I was getting dressed, I thought, I wonder how Melanie's doing with the color of her toes.
I know. Well, I ended up wearing a long skirt for Easter, so they weren't really going to show. And so I've kind of just rolled with it. So I think today I'm going to try to paint over it and see if that works. If it doesn't, I'm just going to go back and get it redone. Because it's this really, what I thought I was getting was a pinky white. And what it is like a peachy something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite neon, but just shy of neon. I don't
mm-hmm.
really know how it went so wrong. But even Nick, who's my nail guy, he was like, he was like, this color. And I was like, I know, but we felt like we were too far gone. So, anyway, and at the time in the salon, the light looked different. And when I got out, I was like, oh, I really regret this choice. So
yes.
I'm gonna have to get that fixed at some point this week, but you know, that's just life.
Listen, we wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Time before last, I realized when I got home that I really did not care for my toe color.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go back and get like a polish change. But then the day got crazy and I was like, I'll just, you know, it'll be fine. I'll live with it. But I didn't have gel on my toes. So I had a shorter window to live with it than you would. You know, with gel on your toes.
I know that's the problem. The gel makes you kind of go, well, what do I do about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'll figure it out. But I will tell you another high point is, I don't know if you know, but Aggie baseball has come alive on us.
I'm so happy for you. It has gotten better. I don't know if I can even say it's gotten better at State. It's still up and down, but it feels like we have more ups than downs. So maybe that's
mm-hmm.
a little bit better. You know?
Yeah. We went into Fayetteville. We took two of the three from the number two team in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We have now lost one of our last, I think,
9 or 10 games. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know when we decided to wake up, but our bats have woken up. Our pitching has improved. And then that all leads to the big showdown that will take place in Austin this weekend, where we go to play the Texas Longhorns and our former coach.
Yes, indeed.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Well, we'll be, I have a feeling you and I will be together this next weekend. Yeah. I have a feeling we'll be keeping our eyes on that series.
Yeah. Yeah. We will keep our eyes. Gully texted me on Friday night and she was like, we're sitting here. She was at Honey and Biggs and she was like, we're sitting here talking about what will we do if we were to sweep the series? Like if we took all three, what would we do? And so we were coming up and we agreed that we would drive to Austin in front of Dish Falk and do horns down if we won the whole series. Listen, I hope we do. I don't know. That's going to be tough. The Longhorns are playing good baseball. And listen, we know their coach is good because he got us to the finals at Omaha last year. So,
well, this is very true. Well, we have Auburn this next weekend at Auburn, which you and I will actually be in Auburn.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So I'm going to Baton Rouge for a speaking event on Friday. And then I speak Saturday morning and I'm going to leave there and I'm going to meet y'all in Auburn. It's Ella's 21st birthday this next weekend. We're not going out for Ella's 21st birthday, but we are going to have Melanie and I are going to have brunch with Ella the next day, along with some other family friends. And so I'm super excited about that, but we're going to go watch the Bulldogs play the Auburn Tigers.
Listen, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be back at Auburn. I'm so excited to see you. Caroline's flying in Friday. I'm flying in Friday. She and Alex are going to a little party on Friday.
They certainly are. Listen, y'all, Alex has a fraternity thing on Friday night and wanted to take a friend. And then it worked out where suddenly, like, he realized, oh, wait, Caroline's actually coming to town on Friday. So anyway, so he asked Caroline, and my only regret is that I won't be here in Birmingham so that you and I can send them off from the hotel lobby.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That would really be my dream come true. It's like,
for I know.
You and, that would be really a fulfillment of so much. And they're such good buddies, but
they are,
but it would be really fun to be able to embarrass them publicly with requests for pictures and whatnot.
Exactly.
So, but then you and Caroline are going to ride down to Auburn with Alex, which is something else that I hate to miss.
Road trip.
The stories, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll enter the equation Saturday night. So.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll get all caught up. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm super excited.
I am too. And I can't wait for my phone to light up with pictures from you of the two of them when Alex picks her up. So.
I know. Listen, we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a great time. So,
well, I guess with all that being said, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. It's a diverse group today.
We love a diverse group.
Okay, the first thing is, I don't know if you've seen the boxer short trend.
I have.
Okay, and I'm a big fan because here's the thing. They're cute, they're comfortable, they're cottony. You know, I don't know if I'd wear them out like the young girls do, but to wear around, like to run to the UPS store, which is what's on my list today.
Yes.
In the summer, just to have them on. I love them. They're super cute. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, one of my favorite Amazon brands, Ann Rebess.
Well, who doesn't love Ann Rebess? Ann Rebess has some of the finest sweaters on Amazon.
They really do. And I'm going to tell you that they also make a great boxer short. And
They are
$13. They are much less expensive than some of the ones you might find at Anthropology. I got this red and white stripe to try them out, but now they have like a gingham that I'm going to get, a blue and white stripe. They're $12.99. They're just super comfortable. They look so great with just a t-shirt and or a button down and just a casual cute thing to wear. I'm a big fan.
Are they soft?
They are soft. They're soft. Okay. And that's what I love. They don't feel stiff. They just feel super soft and lightweight and just easy to throw on. I would say they run true to size.
Okay.
They have an elastic waist. I don't know what's not to like about them.
This is an immediate add to cart for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a perfect like wear around, run around kind of thing for the summer.
Okay.
And because I'm really not interested in a shorts with like a whole button situation at this point, you know, like that's a lot to commit to.
No, I'm not interested in a fitted short.
No.
I don't have any room in that.
No.
In my life. Any room for that in my life.
No. Tailored shorts do not go into my vocabulary. Mm-mm. The next thing, this has probably been a five favorite before, but Caroline and I were talking about it this weekend, and I went and got my hair colored on Friday, and I was talking to somebody about it there. This is by far, if you are a self-tan person, if you want to explore the world of self-tan, if you've been afraid of self-tan, I'm going to tell you that I have done the research. I have tried all the brands, and I think there is no self-tanner that's better than this Loving Tan 2-Hour Express Mousse.
Okay.
It is... because here's the thing, it's 2 hours. And so you can put it on, you only have to leave it on for 2 hours. I'm not interested in sleeping in a self tanner. I'm not interested in wearing it for 8 hours. You put it on and then you shower it off, and then the color develops over the next day or so. And it lasts probably about a week. I use the Platinum, which is the very darkest. I don't advise this if you're a rookie. I would say start with just the dark.
Okay.
And see where you go. But there's a dark, there's an ultra dark, there's a Platinum. But it's a really pretty natural color. And even when I went to get my hair done, what started, the girl was like, oh my gosh, she was like, where have you been? Your tan is so good because you look like you've been to the beach because you don't look orange.
Okay.
So okay. Big fan.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is this when you wear your tanning dress after you've put this on?
This is where I wear my tanning dress.
Okay.
And so I put my tanner on, and then I put on my tanning dress, and I was going to get my hair done, and I had my hair all just in a ponytail on top of my head. And Perry was like, are you going to the pool? And I was like, just leave me alone. I'm multitasking. I'm tanning.
I'm achieving several things at the same time.
That's right. So, but he knows the tanning dress. He knows that's, you know, but anyway, that's when I wear the tanning dress. The next thing, I ordered these. Listen, I love a gold sandal.
I do too. These are so good.
They're just so cute. And I got these, they're the Lila Espadrille Wedge. They're by Vince Camuto. They're just the prettiest. And I love them because like you could totally just wear them with shorts. But you could totally dress them up with a dress, but the gold to me is such a great neutral color sandal for summer. And I had some brown options, but I didn't have a dressier gold option that wasn't like a super dressy gold. So anyway, these are really comfortable. I love that they're a high heel, but they're also a platform, so you don't feel like you're wearing a heel. They've got the ankle strap, which I know you're a fan of.
I love an ankle strap. And you know what else these have that I love? I love when the part that goes across the top of your foot is a little narrower.
Yes.
Just because as you're aware, Melanie, I suffer from a high instep and I have high arches. And so this means it's going to be way more comfortable on my foot than a big, thick thing that goes across the top.
Yeah, I really love these. They're true to size. They're super comfortable. These are going to be like a go-to for me, and I love them immediately. So, and I've ordered and sent back several pairs of sandals. So when I found these, I was like, these are the ones.
Did you get an 8.5 or a 9 in these?
I got an 8.5.
Okay, because I think I would get a 9. That's what I've got selected right here. I think I'm not going to be able to resist these.
No, they're so good. They're so good. And they just look so cute. I've already worn them. Like I wore them this weekend with like 3 different things. So, because they look cute with jeans, they look cute with skirts, dresses. I'd wear them with shorts. So they're real cute.
Very cute.
The next thing, this is something that I ordered from the Sephora sale, and I got it in and I have used it over the weekend, and I am officially a fan. Everybody said it really lasts, and it does, and it's really good pigmentation. It's the Ilia Eye Stylist Shadow Stick.
I'll tell you, I ordered these when you mentioned them when we did our Spring Fling episode on Patreon. I ordered these. I got 2 of the matte colors. I got the bisque, and then I got the flax. I love these.
Because, aren't they good?
Yes, because here's what I do. I put the darker color right above my crease, which is where I have to wear it because I have hooded eyes. And then I put a little bit of the lighter color on the top and on the bottom of my lids. And then I just blend it all together.
Yeah.
And it's so pigmented. It really does last. And if you are not a person who, you know, really has learned the finer skills of eyeshadow application, it feels like eyeshadow for dummies a little bit. Like it's really good.
It does. And I love it's the because sometimes I feel like the eyeshadow sticks are a little unforgiving, but this one is like soft enough.
It's soft. It doesn't pull your eyelids when you put it on. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And you can even blend it with a brush. Like
that's what I do. Yes.
Yeah. You can get a brush and you can kind of blend it and kind of make it all go together. It's really easy. It's really soft. It comes in great shades. Huge fan. And it lasts, the color lasts all day, which sometimes I feel some shadows, you know, they kind of fade as the day goes on. So
yeah. And if you like a heavier color too, because it's so pigmented, you could do, you know, three swipes of it and really get some rich color. I am a minimalist when it comes to eyeshadow. So one little piece, I feel like these are going to last me for ever just because I can do one little swipe and we're good to go.
I agree. Big fan. Then the next thing is I have been needing to do Caroline's bedding situation in her room has just been a mishmash of different stuff. And I've ordered different stuff off of Amazon and whatever. And I finally decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get something nice in there. Cause it is like, if people come and stay, that's where they stay. She's going to be home all summer. I was like, I want something that looks really pretty in there. And so I ordered, they were having their spring sale, which is currently over. But the Boll & Branch, this waffle duvet set, I am going to tell you, I think I'm about to order the exact same thing for our bed. Because it is the softest, prettiest, like I just got the white, but it's got this little stripe and it's kind of textured, but it's super soft and it looks so pretty on her bed. I cannot even tell you how beautiful it is. And it's an investment, but I'm going to tell you the thing that is the game changer for me that I currently don't have in my duvet on my bed is that it has a zipper closure.
Oh, you have just, you've said a lot of really good things.
That's what I'm saying.
With that two word phrase.
The zipper closure is a game changer. Like when I, because like I love mine, but it's linen and it's super soft, but those buttons do not stay buttoned. They're always coming undone. They're a pain to button because there's like 17 of them across the button. So when I like did her bed and got it all fixed, and I will say that the trick is I ordered a king size down comforter to put in a queen duvet. Mm-hmm. So it's real fluffy. And then you just zip it closed. I was like, well, this is just genius.
Why did that take us so long? Do you think to say, what if we put a zipper up here instead of these buttons?
I don't know. It makes so much more sense. Mm-hmm. Like it makes so much more sense. Cause the other thing about the buttons is I feel like then you have gaps where part of the comforter starts to come out and the zipper, it just makes it so neat and it's so clean. So anyway, this is a splurge. They do have good sales from time to time. I think we have a code for Boll & Branch sheets, but I don't think it includes the duvet. But anyway, this is really beautiful if you're looking for something like that. And it comes in a couple of really pretty colors.
We're getting a Boll & Branch store.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, here at the Summit. I'm so excited about it because I love our Boll & Branch sheets.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. They're the best. So anyway, I think I'm about to get this waffle duvet set for my own bed because, man, it looks so good on Caroline's bed. I have bed envy now.
Okay. I love that. It's so pretty.
Yeah, it's really pretty. So,
okay. Well, thanks so much for spending a bunch of my money this week.
Listen, and the shams also zip. Let me just say that too, which I think is genius. It just creates the neatest lines to have that zipper instead of a bunch of buttons.
Well, and I mean, trying to get a comforter inside a duvet, that's just an exercise in wrestling.
It really is.
It's just like if I wanted to wrestle with an inanimate object, I have an opportunity every time. Yeah. And so the thought of being able to do that and then just zip it up is really appealing to me.
So much easier. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that is it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your favorites and thanks y'all for being with us. Oh, we have two things we need to tell you before we go. I just remembered.
Yes.
One is, well, I mentioned it earlier, but I'll go ahead and say it again. One is that our May book for book club for our really fancy $8 subscribers on Patreon, our book is going to be Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins, which is, as I mentioned, the reason why I've been reading all the Hunger Games books this past weekend.
Yes.
But it's because I heard such great things about this book and I wanted to be able to read it in context of the other books. So
yeah, that makes sense.
It's not necessary, I don't think, that you have read all the Hunger Games books, but anyway, so that's going to be our book and our book club. It's going to be on May 27th. It's a Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Central, just if you want to put that on your calendar so you remember. Mm-hmm. We always put the link up for that for our really fancy subscribers, usually a day before. So, and we do that on Zoom. And then the second thing we want to tell y'all is live show news.
Yes.
Melanie, would you like to tell about this new live show?
Listen, I'm so excited about this new live show. So it is, we rescheduled San Antonio. And so we are going to be in San Antonio on Thursday, October 23rd. We're going to be at the Aztec Theater. It's right on the beautiful Riverwalk. October in San Antonio is really one of the best months of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of hotels. We are going to do an incredible city guide, and tickets for that show for our very fancy Patreon will go on sale on April 30th.
Yes, they'll go on sale April 30th. If you bought early bird tickets to the San Antonio show we originally scheduled, I double checked with Aretha about this, you'll get an email beforehand. So you have a chance to do that again if this works out with your schedule. But then our Patreon people will get first dibs at what's left. And then after they have their chance to buy tickets, then they'll go on sale to everybody else on whatever the day is, that Monday after that. So,
yeah. But anyway, we're super excited. We hope that you'll join us in San Antonio. That is the last live show that we will have in 2025.
Yes.
And we can't wait. And we've got some really fun things planned. And so stay tuned for all of that.
Yes. Because we changed the date, we've also changed the guests.
Yes.
And but we'll tell you more about that later. But we're super excited. And I'm so excited to be in San Antonio in October. I don't think I ever have been.
No, it's going to be so great. Listen, all the Mexican food we will eat.
Listen, just a delight. Just a delight.
Yep. Yep.
All right, everybody. We hope you have had the best week. We hope your weekend is great. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.